Mitchell Ader is with us live via telephone. Just about a month ago, Mitchell Ader began his term as the 18th president of the Orthodox Union, the nation's largest Orthodox Jewish umbrella organization. He takes over from our dear friend Moshe Bein, who not only was an amazing president of the OU, was and continues to be a tremendous friend of this program, really appreciates what we do here on a daily basis, and it's always great having him as a guest. Moshe Bein served as OU president for the past 6 years. Back on January the 1st at the OU convention, delegates elected Mitch Ader unanimously. At the same time, they elected other lay leaders to fill various positions. Longstanding Orthodox Union board member Yehuda Neuberger was elected as new chairman of the board of directors. And again, many positions filled by many qualified people who are going to be leading our community in their new roles. Mitch Ader, president of the Orthodox Union, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum, and thank you for having me on, and thank you for your long time and continued support of the OU and NCSY and all of our programs.
I appreciate that, and we've supported and done what we have been able to do for the OU, or with the OU, I should say, for many, many decades at this point. I was there recently. I was there at the beautiful brand new building a couple of times over the last 2 months. And I would say, not to put the pressure on you, but physically and organizationally, and certainly from the kashrus standpoint, because of the incredible influence and respect that the OU has in the world of kashrus, and as you said, NCSY, Yachad, so many others. I mean, it's just endless. Synagogue services, it's endless. You're taking over at a time that I think most would consider a really, really positive and energetic time at the OU.
Yeah, it certainly is not. You mentioned Moshe Bein, who is really chad bedoro. He's just one of the greatest communal leaders of our generation. And, we had the honor of having him lead us for the last 6 years, really to unprecedented heights. And it's a very exciting time for the organization. A lot of new programs, a lot of growth. And a lot of energy. And, you mentioned our new offices. It's a great place to be. It's an exciting environment. And I think the physical space, particularly in a post-COVID era, to complement the work, the programmatic stuff that the OU is doing, it's really all come together, thank God, in an amazing way.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Really perfect for this era. Mitch Ader, brand new president of the OU, with us live via telephone. I read a lot about this transition, and obviously you and Moshe have a relationship, and it's one of the reasons that this has been a seamless transition, obviously. But there's always a department, a program, a section of the OU organization that brings people in. If you speak to people who are associated as lay leadership in the OU, it was NCSY that got me, it was Yachad that I was attracted to, maybe Kashrus, or a program that took place somewhere around the country. What was your first experience with the organization?
I'm at an age that my memory isn't so good anymore, Nachum. I was brought in, a number of years ago, to work with Moshe Bein on an educational project. And so what really attracted me, I think more than anything else in the OU, was the quality of the people who were involved. As you mentioned earlier in your introduction, the collection of talented lay leaders, and professional leaders. And to be, be part of that group, to me, is what really attracted me, and is the excitement that continues in everything I do here.
All right, I'm going to sound a little controversial here, but I got to make this observation. I've seen a lot in the Jewish world over the last 40 years. There are organizations that drift toward the exclusionary role, being a little bit more, of a niche organization or serving a specific segment of our community. I think one of the great successes of recent years, and the fact in terms of the organization you're taking over for, is how inclusionary they have become. That OU umbrella has really expanded over the last few years. And that's why I think it's a challenge for you, because I think one of the greatest tasks that you're going to have is figuring out how to expand it even more.
I love a good challenge. I don't think what you said, Nachum, is controversial at all. There was a time where I don't know if it was true, but certainly in the public perception that the OU was a, you know, quote unquote, modern Orthodox organization. But the services that we provide are really so much across the whole breadth of the community. NCSY, where we're dealing with both public school and day school kids. The expansion of our just extraordinary Torah apps and our Torah learning.
Yep.
All Daf and All Parsha and Torah Simcha.
And the partnerships you have with that, which years ago people would never have suspected you could be partners together with other organizations. It's been seamless the way it's happened.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, what was fascinating is that, in our Torah apps, we have people from whatever term you want to use.
Everywhere. You could just,
far right.
You could just say everywhere, literally.
There are people in Kiryas Yoel who listen to Shalom Rosner's Daf Shir. It's really, I think, brought people together an awful lot. And we try to provide what we can, to the broad community.
No question about it. And it's being done really well. I know that obviously other organizations, I mean, rightfully to an extent, would take credit as well. I get it. But there's a certain energy coming out of your offices that just asks potential partners, are you willing to do this? And nobody ever realized, you could get a pretty simple yes from others in the Jewish world and Jewish organizational life. It's pretty easy to do that. One of the other things I think that has really defined the organization over the last few years, and it seems like you're following in that mold, is there's been a lot of listening. There's been a lot of listening, and we appreciate listening here. There's a lot of listening. OU leadership, I think, across the board, is paying careful attention to the needs of the community and listening to what people around the country need and want and would like to see and enjoy and experience, and therefore you've been able to implement it. When the organizational heads of any organization are not listening and they think that they could blindly go forward with their agenda, it ends up becoming a failure. And I'm sure you've thought about this, that the more that the ears of the leaders are open, the more successful you will become.
I think that's right. We're hearing from a really broad group, and Moshe Bain has, for the last number of years, and continues to travel to different communities around the country, spending Shabbos, and listening to what the local needs are. Rabbi Hauer, our EVP, not only travels a lot to different communities, but he's sitting on very broad organizational organizational committees and such,
right,
both within and outside of the Orthodox community,
right,
and so that we can try to hear and understand what's going on and figure out the best places we can play. As a big organization, national organization, we can't do everything, and a lot of things that are much better done locally. And one of the things that we try to do is figure out places where we can use our size and scale to connect people and to support local programs that don't have to be done and probably better done locally.
No question about it. A lot of potential. I mean, I think it's it's an amazing time to be part of OU leadership, and the potential is just amazing. Do you also plan to do a lot of traveling? Do you think you'll have a chance to visit a lot of communities around the country?
over the last couple of weeks, I think I've slept at home one night.
You're already doing it.
and I'm on a plane in about another 2 hours. So getting around. I would like to spend a little more time in New York. Right now I'm traveling a fair amount.
I could not have set you up for that question any better. I didn't realize you're already being schlepped all over the place. But hey, it's amazing how many communities there are. You know, we used to, years ago, we always talked about how, you know, nothing compares to, you know, to certain communities. I don't want to single out anybody in the New York, New Jersey area. But now, isn't it amazing how you go to different cities around the country and they're real communities with great size and great rabbis and just a lot of good programming? It's remarkable. You can walk into every corner of this country and find really incredible Jewish communities.
That's, I'll say something very interesting, Nachum, which is I got back yesterday morning from Israel.
Right.
And, you know, we do have a relatively small but growing, program in Israel.
Right.
We have programs for Israelis. We're now in our JLIC program. It's on 5 different campuses in Israel.
Yeah, by the way, before last week, I thought it was still one. I couldn't believe you're already on 5 campuses in Israel. It's amazing.
You know, there's so much going on, but what's really fascinating is, despite the relatively small size, is that the OU brand is such that it opens doors.
Yeah.
And we had meetings with governmental officials who want to hear what the OU is doing, what OU is thinking. I think that the news travel, I mean, we live in a small world these days, everyone's connected, but I think the OU's its brand and the understanding of the role that we play, you know, in this community has very much filtered into Israel, both in the, you know, the religious sector, as social sector, as well as in the political sector.
No question about it. And hey, for those of us here who continue to preach about bridging the gap between Israel and the diaspora, that is really amazing news. Mitch Ader, I take this opportunity to wish you the best of luck. Mazal Tov, you are now president of the OU. And I think presidents of synagogues, you know, always hesitate when someone wishes them a Mazal Tov. But I hope you accept our wishes with great sincerity and in the heartwarming manner that it's meant. And continued good luck. As I said, you're taking over at a time that everybody affiliated with our community can be very proud of in terms of what's accomplished. It's been accomplished so far at the OU, and we wish you the very best in having it continue to flourish.
You know, Nachum, I appreciate the bracha, and I've been accepting both mazel tovs and condolences, but to me, this is such an honor, and I really, I just get such energy and excitement in everything that I'm doing right now. And so I feel 10 years younger.
Amazing.
And so it's a big success. And again, I thank you for your support, and I thank you for the brachas.
Looking forward to seeing you in person. Thank you so much, and have a great trip today.
Thank you very much. Take care, Nachum.
Mitch Ader is the president, the new president of the Orthodox Union. We say mazal tov to him and his family from all of us here at JM in the AM. More coming up. It's a Thursday at JM in the AM.